Be uplifted, be inspired. This is Step Forward and Volunteer.
Welcome to the latest episode of the popular Step Forward and Volunteer podcast, brought to you by Lions Clubs British Isles. My name is Samantha Boffin, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you haven't listened before, our aim is simple. We want to celebrate the positive difference volunteering makes to communities across the British Isles and beyond. To do that, we'll be speaking to those who give up their time to help others, inspiring more people to step forward and volunteer. This month on the podcast, we are joined by John Oldham, a member of Yeo Valley Lions. John joins to tell us all about a very special project the club set up and run, which is a secure stay and play area, Kingsmore Playground. But first, I have a favour to ask. We would like your help in getting the word out about Step Forward and Volunteer. Tell your family, tell your friends, and if you're a Lions member, why not let other members of your club know about the podcast and how easy it is to listen? All you need to do is either go onto the website, www.lionsclubs.co, where you'll see a link to the podcast, or you can search for Step Forward and Volunteer on apps like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can listen on demand or subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We publish a new program each month, and we're really keen to spread the positivity and get as many people listening as we can. And today we're talking to John Oldham from Yeo Valley Lions all about the Kingsmore Playground. Hello, John. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Samantha.
So, John, could you give the listeners some background as to how this project came about for Yeo Valley Lions and maybe even how long the Kingsmore Playground has been running?
But to cut a long story short, about 25 years ago, a member of Yeo Valley Lions Club told his fellow Lions about the difficulties he and his family were facing to find a suitable playground facilities for his autistic son. He pointed out that the usual public playground facilities just weren't suitable. And his situation was a common one, as he knew from contact with others, for many families. So Yeo Valley Lions Club decided to see what could be done. Utilising the skills of various Lions and their contacts and advice from playground equipment manufacturers and so on, plans were drawn up for a playground specifically designed for children with special needs. The difficulty then became to find a suitable site where we could actually have the playground. Anyway, again, contacts through the church revealed that a local farmer had some land that would be suitable, and he was very sympathetic to what the Lions wished to do because his own family had experiences of difficulties way back. He made the land available to us, and without that generosity, there would never have been a playground. Converting this land into a playground required all sorts of skills. So again, it was calling into play Lions and their contacts to sort these things out, drainage and this sort of thing. They persevered, and so 24 years ago, the playground opened. And as a result, we now have Kingsmore Playground with Lions providing a service to the local community.
Wow, that's incredible. So it was a real community effort in terms of Lions. So many people and their different skills were involved in this.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, there's always been interest from the local community because we actually see it as one of our main contacts with the local community. And because of that, I think it's success. It's not just the initial stuff, but the success over 24 years has been because of that contact.
Wow, that's incredible. Gosh, it's amazing, you know, how much Lions give back to, you know, from the skills and the people that they know already.
Yeah.
So, John, what is it about this playground specifically that sees families visiting many times over in a year?
First and foremost reason is it offers a safe haven for children with special needs and their families. It's designed so that the children can let off steam. So there's a lot of open space there and they can have social interaction between each other in a way that's not possible in a traditional playground. The traditional playground is equipment, people use it. This is one where there can be a lot of contact or no contact at all if they don't want it. So it's easy to do that. And many, many comments describe it as a family facility because it's not just a playground. And the most used description that I hear when I go down there is that it's non-judgmental and parents and carers stress highly the importance of this. It means that they can relax and the whole family can have fun.
Wow,
That's amazing. Where is it in relation to the town or the village that it's near? Is it quite somewhere away or is it right in the heart of it?
It's actually in a rural location, but there again, our Lions Club covers a rural location, several rural villages, but we get people going there from greater than the area that we serve. People have joined, they've moved away, they still come back. But it's in the countryside, so it's not one that's sort of readily reachable by people just popping in. They've got to know it's there. So it's a well-kept secret, but not amongst the fraternity that use it.
So do you have any schools or any other organisations visiting this playground?
Well, yeah, and it's something that certainly since I've been involved in it, which is only for a small part of those 24 years, generally, we've been encouraging groups to come along. And there are several groups associated with children with special needs. Obviously, the local authority has a what used to be a disabled children's team, which is now got an acronym, SENDCAST, with children with special needs and activities for them. They have events in the school holidays, and one day a week they come and they have a stay and play day where they can not only use the playground, but actually do other activities with the children as well. So there'll be face painting and things like that. And I think they also used to have a bouncy castle. And also we've got schools that come along. We had a school that came along with children with special educational needs, and they're regular visitors. And another school, which has got a part of the school where they actually are involved with children with special needs. And more recently, this last year, we had a group from the Jessie May Hospice at Home charity, which deals with terminally ill children. And we decided as a Lions Club, we'd actually made contributions towards this as a charity. But we decided that it was possible to work with them and try to arrange a picnic where they could invite families with children who were terminally ill and have a family picnic. And we did this and we chose a sunny day. Well, we didn't choose a sunny day. The sunny day chose us. And they had a great time. And as a result of that, they came back and they did it again. And it was really successful. And those sort of sessions with those groups lead to the people who come may not know about our playground. They then join as individual members and come back and repeat the experience. So it's been a source of individual membership as well. But we want to encourage as many people from groups using it because it does help with social skills for the children who come along.
I think one of the things I noticed when I was looking at pictures of it, John, is how spacious it is. There's a lot of space there to enable things exactly like that, to have picnics and have quite large groups there. So it's impressive.
Yeah, it is. And we've deliberately retained that sort of free space because children just love to run around in there. And if it's just open, they can run around. And in addition to that, we've got obviously got other equipment. But yeah, it is the space.
Yeah, it's amazing. And of course, families come as well. So how many families would you say make use of the playground in a year, for instance?
Since the playground started, over 700 people have joined it over those years. But last year, 42 new families joined the playground. People join for life. I mean, we don't have annual subscriptions or anything like that. People join and they stay. Some people will stay for a year or two, and some where the children grow up and still come to the playground. And we even had a visit 2 or 3 years ago from a family in Australia made contact with us, and their membership number was something like 005, and the girl was 29 or something like this.
So in terms of the operation of the playground, obviously it's in an open space and open to the elements. So does it only operate at certain times of the year? How's it run?
We open at Easter. Or the 1st of April, it's just whichever comes first. So basically it's Easter. And we stay open until the end of October, which is basically the end of half term week. So if half term runs into November, we still do the half term week because obviously holidays are a prime time for them. But we close for the winter because the playground's not really suitable to be open then. It can get very muddy and it's upkeep. We need to do some repair jobs out of season, but it's not the best of times to be in an open space. But when it is opened, it's open. We don't have open and closing times. People come when they want to come. They get a combination lock. They have a code for the combination lock. They let themselves in. They scramble a lock when they're in there. The kids can't get out. And they don't want to get out. So that ensures that they're safe when they're in there. And we don't police it from that point of view. I do like to know when groups are coming, though, because that can be difficult if two schools turn up on the same day, because that does have a problem with the equipment, because we can have as many as 20 children coming from a school. So if we got two of those together at the same time, that would make for problems.
Yes, no, I can imagine.
We have a rota system amongst the Lions Club members who visit the playground towards the end of every day to check that everything's all right. They record things in a book, anything that needs repairing, I'm told about, and we organise the repair of it. And we have regular visits where we go to carry out repairs and things like that.
Wow, that's actually a lot of input from Lions then. That's incredible.
If you think about the amount of hours that go into it, it's probably getting on for 400 or 500 hours in a year that we spend per person, people hours. That's regular maintenance every day, and of course the work in between times where we've got things to repair and so on. So that's the sort of investment from Lions in that. Everybody plays a part.
Yeah, amazing. And so apart from time, are there any additional running costs for the club?
We do have costs because obviously something like the playground can be quite costly. I did a quick look at what the costs could be, and it's around about probably £4,500 a year to run it. We've got to cut the grass, and we have a toilet facility because that's something that everybody was quite keen that we have. So we hire a toilet facility, which is regularly maintained. And of course, we have insurance costs. And we may have to pay out occasionally for other things connected with the playground. But that's probably around about the sort of cost that we would anticipate.
That's amazing. And of course, without it being run by Lions, I can imagine it just wouldn't even happen. That's quite incredible.
Yeah, but we love it. We love it.
Absolutely. And so do the kids. So could you describe to us what there is in the open air playground for children and families?
Right. We've got some specially designed equipment. So we've got a child could be accompanied on a swing or down a slide. We've also got a specialist wheelchair swing where a child in the wheelchair can be accommodated. So they get onto the swing, the person who's caring for them, wheelchair on, that sit opposite them, and just a gentle movement makes the swing move. And one of the things that I've discovered about that in talking to people was that where a child comes to the playground in a swing where their head is held in a particular position, their view of life is in that plane. When they go on the swing means they can see over the hedge and they can see the sky. And one girl, through her mum, told me that she went on the swing and she swung her way to the stars. And I didn't make that connection until I realised what it was like. I tried the swing out to see what it was like. And they do. They can see the stars. We've also got a sand pit, a playhouse, a fort, a boat. We've got tubular bells that can make enough noise to wake up the neighbours, and various pieces of field equipment like the small climbing wall equipment that they can walk on and balance on and things like that. And we've also got various toys, such as the most popular ones would be bikes, because we've got quite a bit of tired area that they can ride around on, and tractors. We've got a lot of tractors around the place. We've also got a waterfall a movement sensitive water feature, which is like a fountain. And that's we've got a little sort of calm section of the garden, and they can go in there and very often some children just like to watch the water or listen to the water. We've also got picnic tables, a large sun umbrella, a rain shelter in case it rains, and the toilet facility. And because it's a safe place, children can play safely on their own. They can use their imagination and the adults can just relax.
Wow. That's, I mean, incredible. And to make a playground like this so accessible is quite amazing. I remember myself, you were talking about swinging at the beginning. And I remember as a little girl, the swing was the most exciting thing in the playground. Because you're right, you see the world from a different perspective. And so to be able to offer that to, you know, across the board to every child is quite incredible. So, John, what sort of feedback do you receive from all these visiting families?
I'm quite keen with families. I like talking to what I call the real people. There's lots of people can give you advice about all sorts of things, but I still believe the real people, the people that actually day to day live with all this, the problems of bringing up children with special needs. I like to think that talking to them and finding out how we can actually help them in their life is the way to do what we're doing. And we can check on this by talking to them. But we also ask people to put comments in our visitors book. We don't expect everybody to use the visitors book every time they visit, because some families are coming daily. It's always difficult, because if you've got children with you that actually don't want to leave the playground, the last thing you want is to be handling that and trying to write in a book about the wonderful day you've had. So it's good to pick up those comments, but I do like the ones that we pick up by talking to people. And I've got a few comments we get about, I would say we get over 100 comments in the visitors book. And they're things like, lovely to be back, great time had by all, looking forward to a great day this season. Love this park, no judgments from people, feel safe and comfortable. My daughter loves it. This is a really lovely surprise, such an inclusive, safe place for all of the family. Enjoyed a quiet, sunny afternoon away from everyday chaos. Thank you. Really appreciate your space. Great time. We love it here. Amazing to be back. First visit. What an amazing space. So well maintained and lots to see. A fabulous day. Super for the children to be enclosed and safe. Thank you. Family picnic day. Lovely time had by all. I think that was from the Jessie May one. Thank you. And it's those sort of comments that I could go on about, but they're just typical of the comments that people write in the book. And I just find it, I love going down there, talking to people about it and getting their views of the playground firsthand, and also seeing it and seeing the way that children react and relate to each other in a way that wouldn't be possible anywhere else.
Gosh, you must be so, so proud of that sort of feedback. I mean, that's amazing. And also to keep asking people as well, to ask people what they need is such an important piece about this. It's incredible.
And actually, we were fortunate. 4 years ago, a locally based company adopted us for what they called Stop, Make a Change Day. And that is a requirement with their staff that one day per year, that the firm pay, they go and do something for a charity. All the employees come and they all do various things. They came along and they were a construction company, and they did quite a bit of maintenance work for us, revamping, you know, 20 years walkways and things like that needed sorting out, painting. In fact, if something didn't move, it got painted, replacing the pergola, providing that the huge sun umbrella we got came out of that, and some picnic tables. And there was a local company, but the person who introduced it lived about half a mile away from the playground. And the staff had a raffle. On top of everything else they did, they had a raffle, and they used all the funds that they raised, which was getting on for £1,000, to buy toys for the playground. That was a nice feeling that there was somebody, it wasn't just us in the community doing it, there were other people interested in doing it. So that was a good feeling. And some of our members occasionally donate toys when they're no longer required by their own children, bikes and things like that. Because as you can imagine, things like that get hammered.
Yes, absolutely. With that many families and schools and children coming in and out, I can imagine there's a lot of wear and tear.
It is, in a way, it becomes a family, because people join together. People that have never met before form larger groups. They agree to meet up down there. They can share the job of keeping an eye on what the kids are doing and talk about various things. And I think it's a really truly community service. And it's actually exactly what Lions is about. It's actually about serving the community. The playground is just fantastic for doing that. And I just think it's a privilege that I can manage it.
Yeah. No, it's the most wonderful thing. You're right. So not only does it give, you know, children a safe place to play with stuff that is actually relevant for the way they want to play, but also, you're right, it gives families a place to come and connect with other families and, you know, be able to, you know, share all of their lives with them. It's a lovely, lovely thing.
I think the main thing is that it isn't just about children. It is about families. And it is the fact that it's non-judgmental. You go there, and what happens down there stays down there, and that everybody in the family can do what they want to do. And I just remember that being brought home to me one Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon, where a mum with a young child is charging around his playground, and she was reading a book, and she said, it'll be about an hour and he'll be absolutely exhausted at the end of it. I'll have read a few chapters of the book and we'll go home. We'll have a nice quiet evening at home, because he'll have tired himself out. And I thought, it's just using the open space. And as much as being able to do that as it is about using, you know, special wheelchair or whatever we've got down there, the simple things that we do that have the biggest impact because what we're doing is interacting with people in their daily lives. This isn't something that we've sort of created and it's a big one-off thing. This is something that's there day after day, rainy days, sunny days, and we just repair things. You know, things get broken, we mend them. That's a simple bit. But there we go.
How wonderful. Well, thank you so much, John, for sharing all of that. And the Kingsmoor Playground just seems like a wonderful place to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Volunteers add value to shared spaces, from the special play area we've just heard about, to tree planting, litter picking, to funding park benches. A shared community benefits from voluntary help in local places. That is all we have time for on this month's podcast. Don't forget, you can also listen to past editions of the Step Forward and Volunteer podcast anytime via www.lionsclubs.co or on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Once again, thanks to our very special guest, John Oldham from Yeo Valley Lions. And a big thank you to you, our listeners, as well. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Step Forward and Volunteer. If you want to get involved in local community volunteering, visit www.lionsclubs.co to learn more.